B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Grant Eggerston has reportedly been charged with aggravated kidnapping, criminal trespass, and assault after a locksmith had alerted authorities in this particular situation. So here's the deal. This is in Utah. Locksmith helped save a woman who was trapped inside her home by an ex-boyfriend. The locksmith, who has only been identified by his first name, Greg, was alerted to the woman's predicament after she had shown him 911 that she had written on her hand.
She kind of secretly had to do it because he was over her shoulder all the time, the abusive boyfriend.
Yeah, Greg said that he noticed during the job that the man in the house acted suspicious, staying close to the female and only allowing her to have her phone with his permission. Greg said that the woman showed him her hand more than once, which prompted him to call 911 after he left. He said, so obviously, you know, that drew some attention from me, but I was wearing a mask, so I couldn't mouth anything to her or anything. So she was showing me the 911 again, making kind of sure that I saw it, and I made eye contact with her to basically let her know, yeah, I saw that. Grant Eggerston has been identified as a woman's ex who allegedly would not let her leave. He arrived at the woman's house late on last Thursday, and they got into an argument about her dating somebody else. He allegedly assaulted her and then kept her in the house and took her phone away. But I don't know why they had to call the locksmith. I'm not sure what that was all about.
That appointment had already been made. It was already in the books for him to come by. So that's the only reason that she got this guy was in the house.
He was released on from jail on a $5,000 bond after the court charged a change of previous order that she be held without bail. So
this also reminds us, Preston, there is a video up online that shows it is a secret sort of signal or a signal that women who are at home and are with an abuser can do familiarize yourself with it.
Well, you remember there's a cocktail that women can order.
Right.
At a bar, and bartenders know what it is. It's angel something or the other, I recall. And it's supposed to be a signal that I'm afraid.
Yes,
you need to help me out. So there are those little signals that are out there. One last story. We're keeping this short. This man could have been a hero. Luckily, it wasn't necessary. A London man recently dropped some old clothing into a donation bin, and he heard a cat meowing. Alan McElligott had said that says that police and firefighters responded to the scene and agreed that it seemed that a cat was trapped inside the container. Firefighters eventually used heavy tools. They cut open the locked container. They found a battery-operated stuffed toy that was producing the cat sound.
Right.
The meows. Thank you, Andrew. That was well done.
And they charged him $4,000.
For cutting open. Yeah. No. So it was called a Fur Real Friends cat. McElligott said that the responding officers had such a good laugh at the outcome of the unusual rescue that they were happy that it wasn't a real cat.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A man plunged more than 100 feet to his death while taking photos at Arizona's Glen Canyon Dam Overlook. Man. And listen to this, though. Yeah, that's a sad one. But listen to this. While the crew was retrieving his body, they found another set of human remains nearby.
I read that last night. It's crazy.
Yeah. Orlando Serrano Arzola from Phoenix fell during his photo shoot early Sunday. Witnesses reported the victim was on top of the rim overlooking Colorado River taking pictures when he fell approximately 100 feet and then slid another 150 feet further. The victim suffered severe trauma, showed no signs of life after the fall. They had a sheriff's deputy rappelled down, and during the discovery mission, the crew discovered bones at the base of the overlook that were also determined to be human remains.
Well, how about that?
Yeah.
Now, that's the beginning of a movie.
Absolutely. So the Sheriff's Office and National Park Service are conducting an investigation, and more information will be released when it is available. All right, a man was gored by an elk on a golf course over the weekend, was taken to a local hospital, and doctors had determined that his kidney had been cut.
Oh!
Zach Bornhoft was golfing on Saturday evening at Evergreen Golf Course, where he made where more than an estimated 100 elk were spending the day.
They like to golf as well?
I guess so. Bornhoft said that
I know a couple of golf courses we could send that elk to.
That he had never felt threatened by the elk, keeping a distance of at least 20 feet until he finished up the 16th hole. Now teeing up the 17th hole, elk surrounded the golfers, he said on his Facebook page. He said, "We took it slow."
Were they respectfully quiet?
To get out of the way, yes. They were following decorum. And however, this bull elk was eyeing us down, he said. Bornhoft's golfing party tried to slowly get out of the area, but the bull had charged his golf cart. The bull missed the front end of the cart on the initial charge, he said, and then we sped off to get away. But that's when the bull charged again, striking the side of the golf cart, where his antlers went directly into my side and the golf cart. And one antler just happened to gore me. His left kidney was lacerated, but he expects to make a full recovery.
So they consider 20 feet enough away from a bull elk? Safety margin?
I guess so.
It's totally safe now.
Wait, is that like a rule? Is that like a standing rule that I don't know about?
Yeah, if you go to any professional golf course, has a chart with animals and the proper distance.
You're supposed to repair your ball marks and stand 20 feet from elk.
Guys, it's a Kodiak bear. You can come in 5 feet.
Large numbers of elk typically visit the Evergreen Course, which is Denver's signature mountain course at 7,200 feet in elevation along Bear Creek, where the golf course staffers and Denver Park Rangers sometimes advise golfers to skip certain holes because of wildlife. So,
well, F that course.
You got to be careful.
Jesus.
All right, how about this? What was one Iowa man's solution, making sure that his neighbors didn't find out about his theft? Well, it was even more theft. So Peter DeJager, who owns the foreign candy company in Hull, Iowa, was caught stealing a Joe Biden yard sign in July. Now, at first, he pled not guilty to the two misdemeanor charges for fifth-degree theft and trespassing. But DeJager didn't exactly respond like an innocent man when his charges were printed in the Dickinson County News on September 2nd. Security cameras at the Spirit Lake Jiffy Station showed DeJager taking a stack of the newspapers without paying for them on September 3rd. Multiple other businesses, including the Spirit Lake Come and Go, the Spirit Lake Freeway, the Spirit Lake Hy-Vee, the Okoboji Come and Go, and Jennings Shell Station, all reported similar newspaper thefts in that time frame. This guy drove all around town
trying to keep people from seeing it,
stealing all the newspapers so people wouldn't find out that he stole a Biden sign.
Or maybe he just likes playing the word scramble.
Some of the store clerks who recognized DeJager confronted him about the theft. When the come-and-go manager confronted him, the 70-year-old initially tried to deny that he had stolen anything and changed his story about why he took the papers several times.
Aren't they aware of the fact that most of these convenience stores and gas stations have cameras?
I don't know about that, and also the fact that all of these stores are available digitally too. So
what's that?
He wasn't stopping.
He tried
anything.
To steal the internet.
The Jiffy Station filed charges against the business owner for the newspaper theft. He pled guilty to the charges less than 2 weeks later, and was ordered to pay a $105 fine for the crime. And then he ended up pleading guilty to stealing the sign as well. So he's got a few different fines he's going to have to pay.
$105.
A supercar worth six figures has been left significantly damaged in the United Kingdom after it became stuck in the sand dunes on a beach north of Newcastle. There was a video from the incident that shows the dark gray Maserati at a standstill in sand at Anna Bay. With a tow cord attached between its front bumper and the rear of another driver's vehicle. As the vehicle began to accelerate and surge forward, an audible crack was heard, and the Maserati's bumper was ripped off, snapping into pieces.
Why was it? Did some idiot think it was the perfect vehicle to take out on the beach?
There was no word on why the guy decided to go out on the beach. Bystanders watching the attempt at recovering the vehicle can be heard gasping and swearing as the bumper shatters. You know, there's a guy, we talked about it before, out in Brigantine,
right,
who makes a calendar of all the cars that get stuck on the beach out there.
Oh, that's great.
And it's pretty, because he owns a tow company. He has to go out and tow all the cars away. So he's made a
Maserati's
calendar.
Maserati's the perfect off-road vehicle.
Yep. All right, and then
remember, you know, when I was a kid, we actually drove on Daytona Beach. We have a picture of our station wagon on Daytona Beach from a family vacation. It's crazy.
I think they've ratcheted back a little bit from that because, like, every year someone gets driven over Who's laying on the beach.
All right, well, it's funny you mentioned that, Steve. I got a dead body story right here to wrap up with. A passerby who thought they spotted a Halloween decoration in the parking lot of a Maryland bar actually discovered a dead body. This happens every year.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll hear people who actually hang themselves in a tree and people think it's a Halloween decoration.
Right.
The unidentified person called 911 after seeing what they believed to be a Halloween decoration in the parking lot of a closed bar called the Rustic Inn outside of Baltimore. Police responded, discovering the dead body. Right now, the only information the police had is that the body had suffered some form of trauma.
Was it just on the pavement, or was it like behind a dumpster, or what?
I don't know. I think it was just in the parking lot. So
it's kind of a lame decoration.
Yeah, they said they don't know what the trauma is just yet. The identity of the victim was not immediately released, so they are obviously looking into that. And there you go. That is what I have in the bizarre file for you this morning. Thank you. Thank you for wrapping that up, Andrew.
I just keep thinking about that bumper ripping off. What did they connect the thing to?
I know, right? Isn't there a structure underneath there you're supposed to hold on to that's firmer than the bumper?
You just tie it to the side view mirror.
But I think it was just a buddy with the truck who had no idea what he was doing. So
get Goober. He's good with Maseratis.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.